Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Everybody on the planet Earth and the moon and Mars.
If you're and Uranus.
Fan, are we adding Uranus?
Yes, I think so. Okay. Gotta add Uranus.
All right. Should get information about the Green Bay Packers from Jason Wilde. We do our part, 94.5 ESPN. Good afternoon, Jason.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
I think we're pretty
good. Not bad. Not bad.
Getting close. Getting people to tell us how many wins. Matt from Matty's Bar and Grill has the Packers at 9 wins. Nobody has changed our opinion. Mine at 7. Pebble at 8. Tony at 6.
I'm at 6.
And I believe
still
Jason, you're at 6.
6.5.
And nothing has changed you, right?
Yeah, I've increased to 6.5.
Yeah, he's at 6.5, remember?
6, 10, and 1. Yeah,
Last night was the, was it last night, the Packer Hall of Fame inducting Josh Sitton and
Jordy Nelson. Yes, sir, it was.
Do you have a story on Jordy Nelson? Do you remember when he was a rookie first? I mean, was it you knew right away how good he might be or not?
No.
So?
No. Okay. No. It's, I think we saw some flashes occasionally those first 2 years. But I think we all, I mean, I remember very vividly writing this and talking about it. Because 09 was the first year that we had ESPNWisconsin.com. So the 08 season was my last year at the State Journal before my second tour of duty with them now. And then I covered the last preseason game of the 09 preseason in Tennessee one day, and the next day we launched ESPNWisconsin.com, and I covered the cuts the next day for our new website. And Jordy was obviously a second-year player in 09, but I remember very clearly writing about how this is a guy that started out as a walk-on safety at Kansas State. And so he's really still scratching the surface of how to play wide receiver, and that we would see these glimpses that made you think, hey, this guy, once he figures out what the hell he's doing, he could be pretty good. But it was just glimpses, and it's no guarantees, right? I mean,
What were the glimpses?
His body control, his hands were very consistent, but like that stuff that he could do on the sideline about keeping his feet in bounds and stuff. I mean, he always had versions of that. It obviously got better. His strength, like he's a strong farm kid, right? Like he had all these qualities that you look for, but he didn't really know what he was doing. And last night Tausch was saying, I didn't get to go to the ceremony. Tausch did. And he told the story about being in the Super Bowl, and that touchdown that he catches is on an alert from Rodgers that 6 weeks earlier that season he missed. And he missed the call, and Rodgers got pissed. And so you saw potential, and this is kind of what is my overarching feeling about this team. And I get frustrated. You know, we kind of got into it this morning on our show. One of my closest friends called into the show saying, you know, it felt like I was always being so negative about the team. And maybe he's right about this year's team. But the long term, I have seen too many guys where I think I have some idea when I look at guys that I can say, okay, this guy could be good. And so I see whether it's Jaden Reed or Grant Dubose or, you know, Romeo Doubs. I'm not here to take a victory lap, but I told you guys from the first rookie camp last year. So my thing is I think they have a chance to be good. I just don't think it's this year. Like, it could be down the stretch of the season. Like, they could go into the last four games at, like, 3-10 and then win their last four. And be like, okay, boom, the light clicked on. And so for me, you know, maybe they get to 8 wins. Maybe they get to 9 wins. I'm not ruling that out. It all depends on how much of these guys that we see potential in, how quickly can they go from potential to production? You know, Rodgers had that line last year. I'd much rather production over potential. And it was seen negatively because he had guys that were potential.
But no kidding. Everybody says that.
Right. But you have to, and my criticism of him would be, hey, that's great. Help accelerate the potential into production then. Do that. Because if they're able to do that during the course of this season, and Dobbs and Watson stay healthy, and Jaden Reed, who looks like he's more polished than your typical rookie receiver, and, you know, Luke Musgrave, who I don't care how athletic and big and strong he is, watching him in practice, he screws up a lot. And Matt LaFleur.
Okay, hold on. Let me just ask you, what does he screws up a lot mean?
Sometimes he drops passes.
Okay.
I thought there were plays where he clearly did not run the route precisely, so the ball is not where he's supposed to be, not where he is.
Okay.
He misses assignments. But again, because he's a rookie, that's what happens. Like, I'm not saying he's so
right.
A lot is probably strong.
What would bother Rodgers the most of those? Drop passes.
Right.
Didn't run the route properly or missed assignment. Which would drive Aaron Rodgers?
All of the above.
One more than another? Or all of the above?
No. He could live through. He lived with drop passes.
Yeah.
It was the other two that would be problematic. But my point is to get back to the Jordy thing, my point is that I think we started to see late in 08 and then during parts of 09, same with JerMichael Finley. Like, JerMichael Finley is the parallel to Luke Musgrave, and he didn't do jack in 2008. Luke Musgrave is going to be way more productive than JerMichael Finley was in 08. But what happened in 09? JerMichael Finley exploded. I mean, he was the best player on the field in that playoff game that they lost to Arizona on the face mask that wasn't called. Like, that's what I'm talking about, is that by next year, if these guys are as good as their potential indicates, and we follow the Homer rule of don't judge a young player on what he does wrong, judge him on what he does right, because he's in the learning stages, they could be pretty damn good in 2024.
I got him in the playoffs. You got him in the playoffs.
Right. I do. Yeah. And so again, my only issue is I may sound like
Hold on. Tony's just laughing at us. What are you laughing at us about?
You have no idea who's going to be on the team next year. How are you talking about? Oh, yeah, I'm going to hear it.
No, I think that everything is based on what you think the GM can do. It's all based on his assessment of talent and what these guys can be good enough next year. And I think, yeah, they can be.
And Tony, they are so young by choice that they are going to be largely – now, they'll have another draft class, and they'll have, you know, they'll have a first or second round pick for Rodgers plus their own picks in those rounds. And who knows, maybe at the trade deadline they're going to move some veterans and get some more picks, right? Like, yep. I don't think they're going to trade Bakhtiari, but maybe. Bakhtiari's probably going to be gone. Preston Smith is probably going to be gone. Aaron Jones. There's a good chance he'll be gone, although they love him. But, like, other than that, like, all these wide receivers, tight ends, all these young offensive linemen, they ain't going anywhere. And so you'll add more young players, but all these young guys that are currently young guys will be more experienced and ready to take a year two to year three or year one to year two jump. And so that's why if his valuation is right,
yeah.
And now we got to wait and see because one of the things that has frustrated me about this summer is that, and again, I will fully admit that I was frustrated this morning because I don't think I'm being negative. I think I'm being realistic. But you're
being realistic, but it's negative.
Well, it's not.
Sorry, the reality is negative.
Yeah.
My bad.
No, it's not his fault, but I'm saying that.
So, but what I'm saying is that there seems to be a, because of the preseason.
Right.
And maybe these folks have proven right. I am not one of those people who will say there's no way they're right. But based on the preseason, and the buzz and the positivity that come from people that are either fans or fans kind of masquerading as media or very positive media.
They don't know the game as well as you.
Well, the main issue for me is simply that I just don't want them to get their expectations so high that then this season, when these guys go through those struggles and they finish 7-10 or 6-11, that you can't see that it was still positive. Like,
yeah,
but
that's what your job is, Jason. That's what you have to do to tell these people, because they're all going to be pissed. The fans are going to be pissed when the team isn't as good as they're thinking, hoping, and they're not going to be. So you've got to, you know, that you're Dr. Jason Wilde and say, hey, look at this stuff. This is the reality of it. You never should have thought they were going to be that good in the first place. I don't know how you choose to tell them.
Well, I'm going to do my job regardless, and I'm not going to take more phone calls to have people call the show and tell me that I'm too negative. I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to tell you like it is. That's my job, and hopefully on the Homer Hour, I'll be doing it 5 days a week still. My point is that if they can go 9-8, like Maddie at Maddie's Bar and Grill would predict, and sneak into the playoffs like the Seahawks did last year through the back door when the Packers could win and they were in at home and lost to the Lions, who had nothing to play for. And these guys get to play a playoff game in their first year as this group. That's going to be awesome.
Yep.
They'll be so.
By the way, do you want to be on the Homer Hour every day?
No doubt, if you'll have me.
No, I don't. Jason, I don't make the decision on show. They told me that I did, and I said, well, I want to do this, this, and this. And they go, no, we can't do that. And I'm not.
You're in complete control.
No. If Jason wants to be on the show every day, you know what's going to happen?
What's that?
You're going to be on the show every day.
Okay.
So now I just have to figure out.
Congratulations, Jason. Welcome to the show.
We'll see about that. Okay.
Yeah, we will.
Anyway.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
What's the problem?
Well, nothing, but Jason's not. I mean, Jason's being negative, but
he's being correct.
He's being honest of what he thinks, right? That's what I want. I want you to be honest to what you think, and I to be honest to what I think, and Pebble, he can pretty much do whatever he wants. He's out of control. No, Pebble, do it. So, and we'll see how correct everybody is. And then, if you're wrong, then you'll go, you know what I didn't see? I mean, there will be legitimate explanations for why the total is different than you thought. I'm thinking the total is, I think I'm going to nail it because they're so young. Now, if something happens and somebody plays really well and that gets them to 8, I don't see any way they can win 9 games. But do you see any way they can win 9 games?
No. I told you. I told Matt when he was here how they could win 9 games. You're going to have to look at some of those games where they're, ooh, up in the air, or you're going to have to win most of those.
And the other team's got to mess up.
Well, there's going to be a couple of decent teams you play that got to have a bad day or got to have somebody injured when you play them, and you got to play great that day to win.
They can't be the Minnesota Vikings of last year where they won 13 games when they were basically outscored because they had so many turnovers and everything like that. Eventually, it regresses to the mean like it's going to do with them probably this season. So the Packers could sneak up to 9 wins if they get lucky, a couple bounces bounce their way.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only way you got to do it. You got to get lucky a lot.
Lucky a lot. All right.
I got 6 wins, 3 games of getting lucky.
Yeah.
6 games already had a couple of games getting lucky.
I got 8 wins, 3 of them with field goal game winners and 1 with a punt block
for a
win.
No. Shut up.
What?
Get the break. I don't even want to listen. Did you hear what he just said?
I did.
No, you didn't. You weren't even listening.
He said something crazy.
Thank you very much.
Really stupid.
Bye.
Next.